Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Three Episcopalians die and go to heaven. St. Peter meets them at the gate and says, "Before you can enter the kingdom of heaven, each of you must prove that you know something about your religion. In order to get into heaven, you'll have to tell me what Easter is." He goes up to the first person and he says, "Easter is the holiday that comes in autumn and is celebrated with a big feast, and everyone gives thanks for their blessings for the whole year." Peter shakes his head and moves on to the second person. "Can you tell me about Easter?" "Yes, that's the holiday that falls in winter when everyone celebrates the birth of the baby Jesus by giving gifts to one another." Again, St. Peter shakes his head sadly and moves on to the third person. "What do you think?" "Easter is the holiday that comes in spring and begins with Jesus' death on the cross. His followers put him in a cave and roll a big rock in front of it and seal it. On the third day, an angel rolled back the rock away and Jesus came out." Peter says, finally, "Someone who knows what Easter is." Just then the last person added, "But when Jesus saw his shadow, and then there were 6 more weeks of winter." Of course, we all know that this story is about Groundhog's Day, which is celebrated on February the 2nd, which happens to be today. But for many Christians, today is also the Feast of the Presentation, a special day when Jesus is presented at the temple and Mary and Joseph find out who their child is and will become, which we will learn more about later. But first, let's get back to Groundhog Day. Last week, Angie and I watched again the movie Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray as Phil the weatherman, who ends up going to Punxsutawney, PA for the 4th year in a row to see if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow. This is not Phil the weatherman's idea of fun. As a matter of fact, he hates it. If you remember the storyline, Phil ends up repeating his February 2nd in his life until he gets it right. He finally does, and all is well. He ends up marrying his producer and making his home in the city he hates. Are we maybe the same as Phil the weatherman? Do we repeat what we might know is wrong and get the same results day after day, year after year? Do we know the right path but still refuse to take it and do the things that frustrate us? Well, speaking for myself, I know I do. Today we celebrate not only Groundhog Day, but Jesus' beginning of his ministry on earth. Probably doesn't realize it, but his mother and father begin to understand who their child will become. But if you'll allow me, and you know you really don't have a choice, I'd like to use the alternate readings for today for my reflection. The gospel is from Matthew, which we all understand to be the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has grown up and knows who he is and explains to the multitude they should be blessing the poor, those who mourn, the meek, and those who hunger. I believe you might know the rest. As we hear these words, I would think most of us would find it hard to understand how the lowly, the mourner, those deprived of justice, those who are persecuted and abused, can be called fortunate lucky, blessed people. We have heard more than once in Scripture that God's ways and thinking are not like our ways and thinking. Today, as we listen to His Word again, the Lord's choices and His wisdom seem a bit upside down, based on the world standards. He calls us to have a poverty of spirit in a culture that encourages us to accumulate everything we can. He tells us to be meek in an age when position and prestige are fashionable. He asks us to show mercy when it makes interesting news to publicize other sins and flaws. He asks us to make peace when we are urged to make war. Matthew's gospel challenges us to think and act like the grown-up Jesus, to embrace parts of ourselves that our culture tells us we ought to eliminate. The Beatitudes are not some radical, magical recipe for success. They are really common sense. They are pathways to humility, maturity, kindness, which we find too little of today in our society. What are we asked to do in today's world so we don't continue to relive our same mistakes day after day? We're all different in our needs and our gifts, but I believe Jesus is telling us to do our part the best we can. This Jesus, this humble carpenter from Nazareth, sat on a hillside and spoke to the world about revolution. He took his world as we know it and he turned it upside down. He did not overturn governments or powers. He did not alter systems or societies, at least not politically. Nor did he boss people around. No, he blessed them. Blessed art you, he said, for not being rich, but for being poor in spirit. Blessed art you for seeing the world as I do, for seeking my blessings and not those of the world. Blessed art you for being there for others and taking care of those whose needs before taking care of yourself. Blessed art you for caring for the poor, for comforting those that grieve, for seeing things again the way that I do. Phil the weatherman found a way out of living today all over again. He found a way of finally seeing the needs of others and helping them along the way. In this way, tomorrow became tomorrow, and not today all over again. The alternate Old Testament reading for today is from Micah, one of my favorite prophets of the Old Testament. The last verse of today's reading is probably one we have heard before, and it applies to where Jesus is leading us. Micah's words are, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." When we open our eyes and see the world differently, when we open our hearts and receive the world differently, when we open our minds and think of the world differently, then we will change, and the world will be different, and the kingdom of God will appear. As we receive Eucharist this morning, let us pray for eyes, hearts, and minds that will be open to the Lord's direction and walk humbly with our God.